We slept in hooches that were surrounded by sandbags. There were vents on both ends, and sometimes they worked. Usually, though, the hooches were hot as anything. We had put straw and leaves on the roof of our hooch back at the base to keep the sun from baking us, but it didn't help that much. The huts that the Vietnamese lived in were made on bamboo frames and covered with woven bamboo slats and dried flat leaves. The joints weren't nailed. They were notched and tied with either rope or wire. Some of the huts had slats that could be adjusted to let the light in. They were cool enough inside, especially the ones with the high ceilings. Pee-wee and I found the hut with the salves and went inside. There were two women and a kid sitting on the floor. One of the women was old, the other not much more than a girl. The kid was two at most and didn't have any pants on. The whole place stunk of urine and God knows what. "What medicine good for?" Pee-wee asked in his best, "Let's go talk to the Indians" dialogue. The two women just looked at us. "What medicine good for?" Pee-wee asked again.
"My America number one," the girl said. "Viet Cong number 10.
"Yeah, I know we number one," Pee-wee said. "But what the damn medicine good for?"
I took a bottle of salve, put some on my finger. The smell of it was awful, and put it near my mouth. I raised my eyebrows.
"No, no."
The old woman took the salve from me, took some of it on two bony fingers and started rubbing it in my hair. She said something to the younger woman, and she reached up and felt my hair. I remembered in the orientation lecture that you weren't supposed to touch the head of a Vietnamese person.
"If they rubbing our heads for luck, I'm gonna burn this mother down," Pee-wee laughed.
He was comfortable with the Vietnamese. We tried to work out what all the salves were for. The first salve was something that was supposed to make hair grow. We couldn't figure out most of the others, but we did figure that one was to rub on a girl's stomach to either get her pregnant or after she got pregnant. We couldn't figure out which. And the last was to put on your feet. Pee-wee paid them 300 piastres, about $3, for four bottles of the hair stuff and the feet stuff. He said that he was going to take the stuff home and make a fortune growing hair. I told him not to mix them up. We didn't want people growing hair between their toes. A chopper brought in some hot food for us and some grain and a box of chicks for the people in the hamlet. Brunner told Carol that he thought that one of the older girls in the hamlet was a VC. Carol told him not to worry about it. "We're not playing I Declare War today," Lieutenant Carol said. "That comes next week. This week, you have a choice of stickball, ring alivio, and pacification."